Assalamu alaikum. My name is Fatma Sabir, and I'm the host of your Muslim Girl podcast, where you can come to get advice and we can all learn and grow together. So today's episode is on something that I've really been thinking about a lot just because it's been coming up in my life a little bit more. But firstly, before we get into that, let's get into our weekly segments. So for what I learned this week, I really learned how reframing a certain situation can change the way that you think about it, obviously, hence why I'm talking about it today. And the quote for this week is something I found on Pinterest, and it goes, why is this happening to me? Crossed out. And then below it, it says, what is this teaching me? And so I think that that really exemplifies how we need to look at our situations or our circumstances that we're going through, things that are feeling difficult. We need to be able to say, hey, look, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put me in the situation for a reason. And I need to be able to pull something from that. Obviously, you're not going to be perfect 100% of the time. But what it does mean is that you're actively looking to improve from what's going on around you. And that's the whole point. Right? Like, we're supposed to be continually getting better as Muslims. We're not striving for, okay, bare minimum. We're striving for ihsan. We're striving for excellence, right? And so I think that reframing really helps with that. So jumping right into the episode, I was, you know, living my life this past week, and I came home really tired after my classes, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm feeling exhausted right now. And then I took a second and I was like, wait, like, if this is how tired I'm feeling, how tired is my mom feeling at the end of her day when she has so much more stuff going on than me, so much more responsibility? She's looking after, you know, us as a family, mashallah. So I was like, you know, I kind of took that second to reframe, like, hey, I am tired. But I'm grateful that this is a level of tired that I'm feeling. That, you know, I'm not carrying that extra level of responsibility that my mom is, or I'm not as tired necessarily as my mom is. So kind of taking that second to appreciate what you have, and reframing allows for gratitude and allows for reflection. And those are really, really key points of us learning and growing as Muslims. We need to be grateful, right? We need to actively make an effort to think about all of the numerous blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, namely the main one for most of us of being alive and being safe, right? Whereas our brothers and sisters in Gaza and in Palestine as a whole, they're not safe, right? Like, they could die at any moment. You know, and I was thinking about that as well, where I was sitting and I was thinking, like, oh, you know, in the next year, I'm going to be this age, or I'm going to be starting this new chapter of my life. I'm going to be midway through XYZ. And this might sound morbid, but I was like, I could also be dead by then. Like, genuinely, you have no idea when you're going to die, right? So if you're reframing your mind in how you're looking at things, if you're saying, okay, how am I going to get through this day? Or you can say, how can I live this day like it's my last? Like, this is my last shot at making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. Radically different, right? One of them is focused on surviving, and the other is focused on spiritually thriving, right? That doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but it does mean you're able to pull more from the circumstances or from the situations that you're going through. So I think reframing as a whole is obviously an incredibly powerful tool. You know, psychologists have been singing its praises for the last, you know, few years or so since research has been coming out. But, you know, you see this in the Quran as well, like in our teachings. You know, be grateful for what you have. Verily, mankind is ungrateful, right? Where that's a mindset shift. Gratitude is a state of mind, right? So that's you reframing your mindset. You have to change the way you're looking at the world. That is a reframe, right? And I think in this day and age, we get caught up in one state of mind and we don't let ourselves change. So we need to be cognizant of what's going on inside our minds, because what happens in your mind directly manifests itself in your actions, right? Because thoughts can become thought patterns, can become actions, can become habits, right? And all of that is going to impact our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the relationship that we have with others, how we interact with others, how we interact with ourselves, right? So this can apply to you thinking about a certain situation and kind of getting frustrated about it. This happened to me today, and so I thought I'd bring it up because I was thinking about something and I was like, oh, if XYZ happens, I'm gonna be really upset. And then I took a second, I said, Fatma, this hasn't even happened. Why are you getting angry? So that's another mental reframe, right? Hey, look, like this thing hasn't happened. Let me take a second. Whatever's gonna happen is gonna happen. Right? And I can deal with it then. I don't need to psych myself out before that thing even ends up happening. So I think that that's another reframe that we need to be making. Obviously, firstly, the lens of gratitude. What can this teach me? What can I pull from this? That factors into their gratitude situation because you understand, look, all of this is a blessing. And so I need to be able to pull what I can from those blessings. And so gratitude journaling is a great way to help with this. This morning I woke up and alhamdulillah I journaled. And I noticed the difference. Believe me, you notice the difference when you do gratitude journaling. You have some kind of like set time where you're like, okay, I'm just gonna be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a second. You notice the difference. You tend to be a happier, you tend to have more control over your emotions, and you tend to be able to look at the rest of what's going on around you in a more positive way. And so instating that is very, very important. And then reframing also comes in when you see the strife of the people around you, right? Where again, instead of saying, Ya Allah, why is this happening? Obviously, we're frustrated and we're upset, but we also need to remember, look, these people are an example of the strength of deen, of people who hang on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the depths of the most difficult situations possible. So the Palestinian people are an example for all of us. And we need to change our mindset to allow them to inspire us. That is so, so incredibly important for us to be able to take these things in and become mindful and then let these things change us for the better. Right? We have to become people who reflect. And reframing allows you to become a more mindful and reflective person. So we need to make sure that we're carrying these tools forward, and honestly starts like just start, I can't really say start slow because how are you necessarily going to do that when it comes to reframing? But let's say you catch yourself in the middle of a negative thought and you're like, hey, how can I frame this to make this a positive situation? I'm not saying suppress your emotions. You can feel whatever you need to feel. Okay, you can tell yourself, hey, like I'm feeling a little frustrated. That's okay. And given that, I'm not going to let my emotions dictate how I'm talking to people because that's not right. So how can I make this something that I can learn from? And then move through that situation that way. And once you've done it enough times, it becomes a habit where you start to reframe things automatically. And if it helps, you can even start to write down positive or sorry, negative thoughts that you have routinely, and then give them a positive spin. So write a couple of those down so you're getting the practice of like seeing, okay, this is what it looks like. This is the mindset shift I need to make. These are the reframing tactics that I need to use so I can take a seemingly bad situation and turn it into something that I'm learning from. So that essentially wraps up today's episode. I hope that you learned something from it. And I do apologize for being late. Stuff has just been going on. Like, I had family over the past week, and then, this weekend, stuff also happened. So, Thank you for being patient with me. Jazakallahu khairan for that. I really appreciate that. And it's also come to my attention that some of you aren't able to access the Geneva group chat. So I'll see what I can do. If all else fails, we'll open up an Instagram group chat. I will leave the link for the Geneva group chat in the episode show notes if you do want to check that out. So inshallah, we can kind of make this place for us to support each other, help each other out. And I am still looking for submissions for the Book for Palestine. So if you know someone, if you have ideas, if you want to send me stuff, send it to me. You know, I was listening to this Sheikh Omar Suleiman lecture, and he said, you know, right now, all the Muslims are Palestinians. Every human being who has a conscience is a Palestinian. So then, if we're Palestinians, it's our duty to stand up for our people. So don't diminish the strength of your voice. And this book, inshallah, is going to be one way to help us amplify that. So I would love for you to submit your artwork to yourmuslimgirlpodcast@gmail.com. Please reach out to me. I would love to hear from you. From what I've seen so far, mashallah, you guys are incredibly talented. There's so much beautiful artwork and poetry that is coming in that honestly, when I'm reading it, I want to start crying. Because they capture what's going on so well. So please, please send your stuff in to me. You know, continue to make dua for them. Continue to protest. You know, donate. Do what you can. Okay. I know there are people that are trying to censor our accounts. Instagram, for example, has been claiming that it is neutral, but very clearly is not. So if you see an account that has been suspended because it is posting actively about Palestine, report to Instagram that there is a problem and tell them to reinstate that Instagram account. So that is all for today's episode. I hope that you learned something. Please continue to keep the people of Palestine, the people of Congo, people that are suffering all over the world. Please continue to keep them in your du'as. Surely your voice matters, okay? And Allah loves to hear your prayers. So please ask Him. Du'a is the weapon of the believer. So I hope that you enjoyed this day's episode. This day, today. And I will see you next week, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.